This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. State lawmakers will go back to work at the end of the month to try to pass a deal on property taxes. They're trying to head off a pair of initiatives that local governments and fire districts worry could take away a big chunk of their budgets. Republican State Representative Lisa Frizzell supports the proposed deal.
If the only way to get action for citizens' property tax relief is to bring forward ballot initiatives, that's messed up. But that's what we've had to do.
State lawmakers already passed a package of property tax cuts at the end of their regular session, but backers of the initiative want to see more changes to tax policy before they'll agree to pull their ballot measures. Two people killed on Interstate 70 in Wheat Ridge yesterday were on their way to the honeymoon. The newlyweds were Ruben Rodriguez and Juliana Rodriguez Plauta. The bride's mother, Luz Melba Martinez, also died. CPR's Paolo Schultz does more on yesterday's crash.
Wheat Ridge police said a semi-truck was traveling eastbound Thursday morning when it tipped over. The other two passengers and the truck driver were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police said investigations are underway. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
The bride's father and the couple's one-year-old son survived the crash. A bat in Larimer County tested positive for rabies this week. The bat was found in Pioneer Park in Berthoud. If people in the area believe they came in contact with wild animal saliva, they should notify public health officials. This is CPR News in KRCC. Stay with us. It's just about 5:06.